USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 6 weeks after stay-at-home orders were put in place, a majority of states are lifting or easing restrictions. Minnesota is set to expire Monday, but they're being extended. The governor is going to allow retailers and other businesses to do what he's letting restaurants do. They can have pickup and deliveries.
And I'm trying the best I can to give the data based on the science, pushing the envelope as close as I can to opening things up.
Jobless claims over the past month and a half are up to more than 30 million. Economist Joel Naroff.
The economy is slowly being reopened, and that will put some people back to work. The biggest concern, though, right now, is that some firms that have held out cutting their workforces are now throwing in the towel. And state and local governments, whose budgets have been devastated, are also in downside mode.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
As the coronavirus pandemic continues, former Vice President Joe Biden has some advice for those in the White House. USA's Chris Barnes is in Washington.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, says American flags at the White House and at other government buildings should be lowered to half-mast to recognize those who've lost their lives because of the coronavirus.
By the end of this month, we have lost more people to the coronavirus dead than we lost in the entire Vietnam War.
That from a video message that Biden tweeted on Thursday morning, saying that President Trump needs to recognize those who have died because of the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Russian Prime Minister said in a televised meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin that he has tested positive for coronavirus. Mikhail Mishustin says he will be going into self-isolation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One senator is speaking out about the nation's unemployment. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Americans filed 3.8 million new unemployment claims last week. That's according to the latest numbers released by the Labor Department. Republican Senator from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, reacts to the news.
Yeah, this is devastating. And, you know, the federal government has spent trillions of dollars trying to stop the bleeding on this, but that can only last so long. The only true way to stimulate the economy is to get money flowing through it again. We have to get people back. Now, we're doing that in Texas. Come May 1st, we'll be opening up retail at 25% capacity. We're doing a staged reopening, a smart reopening. The rest of the country can follow suit. Not the entire country is like New York City. We have to start being bold and honest with the people. Listen, it doesn't take any courage whatsoever to tell people to stay home or sic the police on them if they disobey. Okay, that takes no courage whatsoever. It does take courage to be honest with the American people, tell them about the risks, educate them about the risks, and say, listen, we all have a personal responsibility to get back to normalcy, a new normalcy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to current news updated hourly, or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news, all the time, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.